This is In the News in VOA Special English. Russia and the United States have completed the largest spy exchange since the Cold War. On Friday, at an airport in Vienna, Austria, an American plane and a Russian plane landed, parked side by side, and exchanged occupants. The United States freed 10 admitted Russian agents. The men and women were arrested in late June and pleaded guilty on Thursday. In exchange, Russia released 4 Russians serving prison sentences on charges of spying for the West. The men include Igor Sudyagin, an arms researcher who always denied the charges. Some considered him a political prisoner. The United States deported 9 Russians and an American citizen born in Peru. Some raised children while living quiet lives as married couples. An 11th suspect disappeared after being freed on bail in Cyprus. The group was accused of trying to gain information on American nuclear weapons, foreign policy, and politics for the SVR, Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service. The way both countries are handling the issue suggests that neither side is interested in starting a fight. So says Andrei Kostunov of the New Eurasia Foundation in Moscow. Russia's foreign ministry praised the exchange, saying the action was taken in the general context of improved Russian-U.S. relations. The 10 were only charged with plotting to act as undeclared foreign agents. They were not charged with the more serious crime of espionage, so the extent of their success as spies is not clear. One of the Russians, Anna Chapman, captured attention with her looks and stories of her New York party life. Her lawyer, Robert Baum, said she had not passed secret information to Russia or received any payment.
The only allegations against her was that she communicated with a Russian official through a laptop-to-laptop communication without the government specifying the nature of any of those communications.
Peruvian-born Vicky Pelaez was a columnist for a Spanish-language newspaper in New York. Her lawyer said she never knew that her husband of many years, Juan Lazaro, was really a Russian named Mikhail Vasenkov. The arrests took place in 4 states, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Virginia. The Justice Department announced the arrests on June 28th, 4 days after the so-called Hamburger Summit. President Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev ate hamburgers at a restaurant near Washington. That day, Mr. Obama said the two countries had succeeded in resetting their relationship. The 10 Russian agents cannot return to the United States without special permission. They are also barred from making any money in the United States by selling their story. In another development, Friday brought news of the death of Sergei Tretyakov, once Russia's top spy. He defected to the United States 10 years ago. His wife and a friend said he died at his home in Florida on June 13th. They did not give the cause of death. Sergei Tretyakov was 53 years old. And that's In the News in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Embry.